The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
My man James Brown, man, the best of the best, celebrating America. Let it rip, Big Al. Five boroughs in the house. Al's here, Debbie's here, and you're here as we roll into 4th of July. Hardest working man in show business. That was a real hero to me, James Brown. I had the privilege of knowing James a little bit. I've told you that before. Celebrating everything great about the United States of America as we approach July 4th. Just wanted to mention, too, we go into the funeral services this morning for Luis Alvarez, the New York Police Department detective. He died Saturday at age 53 from colon cancer linked to his time exposed to toxins at Ground Zero. And Detective Alvarez, a true hero, and we thank him for his service, you know, at Ground Zero. And we thank all of the NYPD and the FDNY and all the first responders who step up for us and put their lives on the line for us in New York City and all around this great country. Hey, Joe, on the radio at 7 minutes after 8 o'clock, a lot to get into. Look at this, hot dog eating contests. We got parades in Washington, you know. So we're here to celebrate it all. But we wanted to jump to our man, Steve Perillo, who is a friend, a great guy, a fun guy, beautiful family. And, yeah, we're all going to Italy together. Italy together. Steve, I see you calling in right now. Steve, welcome to the show. So great to hear from you, my brother.
Hi, Joe. It's been a long time. It's so great to hear your voice.
Steve, Steve, great to hear your voice, too. How many times have you been back and forth to Italy since we last talked? You go regularly, correct?
Not once. No, not once since I last saw you. I went earlier this year. I'll go again in October with you and the customers.
Can't wait.
And then I'll go again in next January.
But, I can't wait. Yeah, we're going to go. We're performing together. I'm going to set you the set list. You're so meticulous.
No, you've got to do it, Joe. You keep talking about it, but it never happens.
I know. Steve
we
knows the
music. We have to put on a big show. I got to...
You want to put? Are you going to hire Italian musicians? You can tell because all we're going to do is argue about if there's Italian musicians there. We'll end up arguing.
I know. We'll get a machine. We'll get a machine. And I want to play. I've been practicing. Come on, let me play you something.
You know what? You promise me you'll do that at the piano. This is going to be. We're going to fly in. I'm talking about October 19th. And again, hopefully, and we got big plans coming up. But right now, we're sold out. We sold out so quickly, Steve. And Frankie Five Boroughs is going with us. And when we get there, we're going to fly in the next night. Steve Perillo and I are going to do the Perillo Piscopo concert. You don't want to miss that, man, at the hotel. And how big of a room is it? About that 10,000, you said, right? It's 10,000 people. They're going to be in there, Steve?
Not quite 10,000. It's more like 110, I think.
That's all right. We'll take it, man.
It's a real old hotel, the Ambassador.
What'd you do? You got a dog. I saw a picture of a dog, the cutest dog I've ever seen.
Yeah, it looks like a stuffed animal. It's a little, it's going to be another ambassador for Perillo Tours. We lost Harry, another golden retriever, in March.
I'm so sorry.
And Harry sold a ton of tours. I cannot tell you how many tours Harry sold. And the letters of condolences that came in from all around the country, Now we have Romeo, or Romeo in Italian, and he's eight weeks old.
Beautiful.
And this guy,
dog.
I'm putting him in our marketing today on the web.
Look at you. This is great. I'm putting you to work, dog. Come on. All right.
I got this dog in Phillipsburg. Are you out by Phillipsburg, New Jersey?
Yes.
I got it out there.
Yes. On the way out, Steve, you get a call, stopped in, said hey to your pal old Joe. You know, no, you're more than welcome. How did you find way out in Phillipsburg? Phillipsburg's like right before Pennsylvania as you go out West Jersey. And that's my neck of the woods.
Yes, by Hope, that cute little town of Hope. It's right by there. And I found it online. And it comes from I know you should get a rescue. I tell everyone you should get a rescue, but I have different reasons to get the dog. I use him in marketing, and he's got to be a particular. He's not a write-off, so in case the IRS is listening.
But, you need a show business. You need a show business dog. I love this.
This is great.
Hey, Steve, let me tell you about Italy. Do more people make plans to go on vacation during the summer like you would think?
No, they plan in, most people plan ahead. January is the biggest booking month. Then February slows down a little. March slows down a little. April, then May, June, July, it's over. Sales, and we start. That's why you haven't heard from me. I've been working on the 2020 brochures and website and the programs and the new tours.
Boy.
You know, we're going
on.
And we're going to Spain next year. So this is the time I really work.
And the time we're going to Italy in October, that's to me it seems the best time because the crowds may loosen up a little bit, correct? The weather is still good, right?
Yeah, I got to tell you, January is sunny every day. It's like 45 degrees. No one's around. I have like dead of winter. But October, mid-October when we're going, it's going to be beautiful, just beautiful.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, listen, we got a lot of plans, and I'm talking to Frankie V, our guy. I know what's going on, but what about Hawaii, man? Come on. You going to Hawaii? We got to do one of these trips one day.
Did we decide
Hawaii.
On that? All right. Okay.
Like, see how easy that was?
You're going to do the luau, remember? The hula.
Yeah, that'll be me. Get me the grass skirt. I'll do whatever you need. We'll be able to do it, man, you know? Steve, what's the biggest mistake most people make when planning a vacation, sir?
Hey, was this a prepared question?
This was a prepared question for Frankie Five Boroughs. Right there in front of me. Right there, Frankie. Well, I'm meeting it right here off the... Go ahead.
The biggest mistake is always going in September. Everyone goes in September. You don't have to go in September. Everyone goes in September. It's just it's sold out. It's crowded. The entire world goes in September. So pick June or May or October or... that's my as far as what we were talking about before, because it's gotten a little crowded. Venice has gotten a little crowded. It's still amazing, and there's so many open spaces in Tuscany and Umbria where you don't hear a sound. I mean, the last time I heard silence was in Tuscany. You know, in northern New Jersey, there's always a ruckus. Sitting out on my terrace Sunday morning on my terrace in northern New Jersey, you hear
always something,
the
right?
Distance. Maybe not.
It's so true,
but.
Hey, see, it's like this is wait, I got to ask you this too. The Italian food. The Italian food, it seems like it does it taste better in Italy than in America, or is that my imagination, man?
Yeah, it might be psychological, or they say it's the water because Italian food is so simple. It's just made of a few ingredients, you know, if you have pasta, olive oil, garlic and some fresh tomatoes, that's it. You know, compared to complex French food. So the ingredients have to be perfect. You know, the pasta has to be fresh. You have to get the right flour and a little bit of salt. I'm starting to make my own pasta now, so I know how to do
it.
And
Linda,
tomatoes have to be great. The olive oil, don't get me started on olive oil. Olive oil is a real important thing, and extra virgin doesn't mean anything. You have to look at the back, the date it was pressed, and the date when it's it can only last 18 months, and... There's a whole story about olive oil. It's so good, but it's good, though.
I didn't know that. And Linda, your sister's a great cook. We had a great dinner, man.
Yeah.
That was great. And was
you don't eat, though. I never see you eat.
I ate it. Come on. Did I not have ricotta when I was sitting with you? Steve, come on. You saw me eat the ricotta.
You have a 32-inch waist, and I know how you do it.
Not really.
I know how you do that.
No.
Man, I'll tell you what. Hey, Steve, I can't wait to go with you in October. It's going to be – all things are all set for October. You're locked and you're loaded, correct? We're all set to go.
Yeah, all good. I'm going to reach out to the customers and give them an update on things and tell them about the show. So we have to get together and give them an update so they keep the excitement going.
No, this is
we're
going
to start
be...
on the next trip.
Well, you're kind of hinting a little bit. We're ready to go. We are so ready to go.
Yeah. We can start now.
Right,
I think
Steve.
We started it last year at this time almost, and on this almost.
We'll get together. Where can people go for more information to request a Perillo tour, Mr. Perillo?
PerilloTours.com. You could see your travel agent. We love travel agents.
Steve, when I always say that when I'm reading the ads, I always go, travel agents. I go, do you like travel agents? You go to PerilloTours.com. I met Janice over there. She's great. Isn't it best to call the 888 Perillo number? Is that better?
Yeah, but travel agents support us. You know, they help. If you want to do extra things, if you want to go to London for the weekend before, they can help you. Or if you want to, you know, do different. It's good to have a relationship with a travel agent. Or call us directly. We love it. We love that, too.
Man, the dog, Romeo will answer the phone. You're not keeping that dog at your house, are you, Steve? Come on.
No, he comes to the office. He's still right crated, but he stays in Deanna's office. You saw the picture. I'll put it up, but Deanna said I didn't like it.
You got to see this dog. I'm a big dog guy. This is a beautiful dog. Hey, Steve, I'll tell you what, man. Since we sat down, we're so honest on the show. I got to tell you, as a friend, we love having you with us. We're proud to have Perillo Tours. This is more than just selling tours. This is just being with friends. This is celebrating heritage. This is what I love about it, man. And in the name of your father, and I see when I go to your office and you got the picture of your grandfather, the picture of your father up there. You're so true to your heritage. Thank you for that. We are proud to be with you. We are going to have such a blast in October. Let's do many, many more, my friend.
Okay. Thank you, Joe. And Joe, I do put hot dogs in my tomato sauce sometimes.
No, you don't.
It's unbelievable.
No, you don't. What?
Yes, it's like a German sausage. It's unbelievable. Don't tell anyone, but it's so good. You know, kind of mix. I'll do the
flame. Oh, that's a new one. We got to try it. And we're going to Avellino, too. I'm taking you Avellino with me. We're going to go to Prato La Sera. When we're in Sorrento and everybody's making mozzarella, we're going to take a side trip out there. Steve Perillo, we love you. Love to Linda. Love to the family, Steve. And we'll talk to you soon, my friend. You too. Thank you.
And happy 4th to Frank and Al and everyone.
Yeah,
thank you, Steve.
And everyone, happy 4th, Steve. Okay. Steve Perillo, third generation CEO of Perillo Tours, ItalyVacations.com. Perillo Tours, 888 Perillo. And I always feel like sometimes when you put a friend like Steve on, it sounds like it's a commercial. I want to talk to the guy because it's all about heritage, and we're proud to have the Perillo name on the Piscopo show. So we wanted to put Steve on, let you know we are so excited. Frankie, you're pumped about this tour, too, in October.
Absolutely.
It's going to be great.
Couldn't be more excited.
And now I have to get a set list together because we're going to perform. So I'll put together this. Maybe that's what I'll do this 4th of July.
Well, I'm kind of limited in my range, so I don't know what set list you could put together.
And now Frank is going to talk about Chester A. Arthur here in Rome.
What we could do is, like, I could do my interpretation of some Shatner songs because those are mostly spoken word rather than singing.
You have to make sure
the musicians that we hire are hip to that. And then I need someone. Usually my favorite Shatner songs are the ones where he speaks and sort of tells a story. And then he's partnered with a real singer that can sing that portion.
Will you promise me you do that? How funny is that?
Yeah.
I'll do all the Italian stuff. I go,
absolutely.
And now Frank Morano with us. He wants to say hi. And then we could roll some music.
You could read. 21.
Yeah. Yeah, you could do it. Come on.
Very good year. Yeah.
Then they stay up there a little too long to make people uncomfortable, you know? Come on.
I'd be happy to do that. That'd be great. But I can also, one of my karaoke favorites is Shut Up A You Face by Joel Dolce, which was a big hit in the early 80s, mostly in Australia and Italy. It was a minor hit here in the United States, but I've been forced to add that to my karaoke repertoire because the response has just been phenomenal.
Five Neil Diamond?
Five Burrows, do you have the track to Shut Up In Your Face? Do you have have the track to that?
Well,
can you dig up the track?
Absolutely, I can get the track. Sure.
Get me the track because that special guest star. This is going to be great. Al, we'll video for you so you
can
play it.
Please do. I can't wait to see it.
Hey, we have a winner for the Michaels of Brooklyn. By the way, that was a good question. That was the oldest continuous university. The University of Bologna was the answer to the question, correct?
That is correct.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Frank, could you give a little kudos to your buddy over here?
Well, that was a pretty good question. It's not a great question.
Here's
the problem, right? The question itself was fine. That's a real trivia question.
Oh, you know what? We're out of time. We've got to go to traffic.
I'm trying to offer constructive criticism here. The problem with it, Joe, was how it was phrased, okay? The proper way to phrase that question would have simply been, what's the oldest university? It wouldn't have been, the oldest university is blank, right?
Continuous operation.
Right. So
is
what
part of the question? What is the oldest
university? That's not how it was phrased.
I made it, I kind of hung it there. Yeah, you're right. I understand.
I wrote, the oldest European university in continuous operation
You're not listening to me. Right. So what the proper way to phrase the question would have been, what is the oldest university
operation? That happened before?
Right. So you see what I'm saying, Joe? Right. It's the phraseology.
I understand. When I read it, I thought about it.
You knew. But it doesn't
still,
hit the ear.
You know what's great is that I don't care. In this instance, I don't care about Frank's criticism of the question because I write the questions. I write the answers. I don't care how it's done as long as somebody gets it right. That's it.
And Janet Hallatin got it right.
Exactly.
From Valley Stream. But Janet, congratulations. You have an entire case of Michaels of Brooklyn.
Suddenly I'm a quiz show writer. I'm the engineer of the show.
Musician.
Newsreader. Opinion maker. You know, I mean, come on.
Well, that's a good thing you're being paid for it all.
Sorry. You know what, though? In full disclosure, I get paid very well here. So I don't complain.
Don't tell Jerry's here today.
Wow.
Mayor Stephen Phillips is going to join us, the mayor of Jersey City. Hey, Dr. Mark Siegel on the show, too. Oh, gosh. Don't forget Commissioner Bernard Kerik as well. Bernie was a key part of Eddie Gallagher's defense team, and the commissioner is kind enough to join us this morning as well. Can you tell the day before, like, a break? That you can't tell, can you? No.
I love it. I'm surprised Frank didn't get Cthulhu'd right there, you know?
That's it.
A little weak.
8:21. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads right here on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe, Frank, Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's go to 17 westbound emergency road work here, getting up toward exit 130, getting up toward Monroe. Watch for slowdowns. Palisades Parkway, southbound exit 10, accident on the shoulder. Now, LIRR Metro North New Jersey Transit, extra service for you this afternoon for the 4th of July getaway weekend. 23 North, serious accident by Newark Pompton Turnpike, getting up through Pompton Plains. It's a down traffic signal to deal with as well. We're still seeing slowdowns on 18 northbound, getting up toward Tysus Lane, heading right up through East Brunswick, and it's going to be stop and go for you. Cross Bronx West out toward 3rd Avenue, westbound belt slowing down by Kennedy Airport. Pretty busy on the LIE West at the BQE, eastbound LIE, that's slowing down, heading right out toward the Cross Island as well. County Road 39 East, that's heavy getting out through Southampton. Partly cloudy today, high of 87. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher reacts to the Democratic debate.
It was just a train wreck, and it was underwhelming, and it was boring, and it was weird, and it was pandering, and it was a battle to see who's going to offer more free stuff to the American people. There's a big picture takeaway here. There is nobody so far that emerges as somebody likely to stop the Donald Trump juggernaut.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace.
Right now, buy one, get one 50% off on gallons of our top paint brands like Valspar, Clark & Kensington, and Magnolia Home Paint. And with our Ace Extra Mile promise, we'll help you get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the 4th of July sale at Ace. Buy one, get one 50% off our top paint brands. Now through Monday. Limit 2. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for details.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Long Island Lutheran Middle and High School, The Bible Speaks Academy, Timothy Christian School. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Is your husband or wife in a hospital or rehab center? Are people telling you that you are not eligible for Medicaid? You know, the cost of a nursing home is $500 a day, roughly $15,000 a month. You're worried about just losing your money, going bankrupt, something like that? Do not panic. Listen to Joey, please. Do not panic. Just call Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law. They've helped hundreds of people just like you with the same thing you're going through. They'll tell you exactly what you're eligible for, and they will also help you devise a plan to avoid such dire news. Don't listen to what other people say. Just call Connors and Sullivan, please. You will get a free initial consultation with a lawyer. Here is the number, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. 238-6500. Offices are in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, on Staten Island. It's never too late. Time to act is now. Don't wait. Please call Connors and Sullivan today. 718-238-6500. Lisa there, standing by. Bridget and Kelly and Rose and Mike and Beth. This is a great, great team over at Connors and Sullivan. I keep telling you that. Maybe today is the day that you call. 718-238-6500. And don't forget, please, to listen to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors himself Sunday mornings right here on AM 970 The Answer at 11 a.m. or on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970 The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Big Al, come on, baby! Bruce! I know, it's not, this is kind of an anti-war song, but let's celebrate America. On the radio, there's Bruce, Born in the USA. Yeah, man, it feels so patriotic. And when I heard it, I said, wow, look at Bruce singing about America. But it's an actual anti-war song. And then I remember Ronald Reagan came to Jersey and he played that theme. And then, of course, Bruce got all upset with it. But can we put politics aside? Just put politics aside and celebrate everything that's great about the United States of America on this 4th of July. Can we do that? People who have died for the country. And this is really upsetting me. And again, I don't like to say anything negative, except that this really was put in the New York Times today. It was an opinion in the New York Times, but the myth of America, this is reading from the New York Times, as the greatest nation on earth is at best outdated and at worst wildly inaccurate. The New York Times actually said that. If you look at data, the U.S. is really just okay. The gall of this publication that is dying has got the audacity to print that, especially right before the 4th of July. We are a great country. country. We will always be a great country. And what gets me is when you got these progressive socialist communist organizations like the New York Times, and they try to put the... And by the way, I got interviewed by the New York Times. This had to be 25 years ago. And my goodness, nothing was accurate in the time. I got more accuracy from the National Enquirer. I will tell you that. And we'll get into that. Don't get me started on that. But I just can't stand when you don't diss the country, especially as we celebrate its birthday. We're all in this together, right? Put aside the divide. Hey, it's 8:29 with Joe Piscopo. Mayor Stephen Phillip is the mayor of Jersey City, and he's a very, very popular guy, very powerful guy in the state of New Jersey, but stays grounded and kind enough to call us right now on the radio. Hey, Mayor Stephen, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good. I'm ready. We've got this big celebration. I want to put all politics aside, Steve. Is that okay to do on the 4th of July,
yeah,
for crying out loud?
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Now, you guys have a pretty elaborate celebration planned for tomorrow in Jersey City, New Jersey. Tell us about it, Mr. Mayor.
So let me start by saying I hope you can join us. You can find some time. I know a lot of people have barbecues and family events, but hopefully you can find some time. So it's going to be the biggest in the state of New Jersey. We want it to be eventually one of the biggest in the country. Last year, we had 150,000 people. We'll eclipse that this year. We have Pitbull as our headliner. Akon, who's from Jersey City, will be from before. It's great. I mean, it's going to be an amazing family time, free everything. There's hundreds of food trucks. There's a all-day carnival. It's great. It'll be a great time.
And Akon's going to be there as well, from Jersey himself, a very talented kid in his own right.
He's obviously won a lot of Grammys, and he's a big artist himself, and he went to Dickinson High School in Jersey City, so he'll be going on around 6:30, and then right after him, Pitbull will go on, and then fireworks around 9:30.
Now, you see, when I talk to you listening, this is Mayor Stephen Phillip from Jersey City. He's the mayor of Jersey City. This is exactly what I'm talking about. When I talk about great things and the community events that move the country along, that really draws and puts together the fabric and the texture of the United States of America. And it's happening right here in Jersey City, New Jersey. How, Mr. Mayor, did you get Pitbull to come to Jersey City, brother?
So we started this probably about 5 years ago, and every year we tried to raise the bar a little bit on the talent in order to attract a little bit better. I mean, we started with an artist by the name of Miri Ben-Ari, who's a violinist, which, you know, many people may not know her. Eventually we went to, you know, we had the Village People, then we had Kool and the Gang, then we raised the bar pretty significantly to Snoop last year, and then based on kind of the success that we had with Snoop last year, we were able to get Pitbull. And we do it all via, we don't spend any tax dollars on this stuff. We raise private dollars and donations from the corporate community. And the goal is to put on a free family event for everybody in the region.
And so if people are planning to attend this event, where is it, Mr. Mayor, where is it exactly? And I guess mass transit's the best way to get there.
Yeah, so it's directly on the waterfront at Exchange Place. There's a path stop right there. There's a light rail right there. It's really easy to get to in downtown Jersey City. It's all day. It starts at noon, and we'll go straight through to the fireworks at 9:30. The fireworks is done by a company called Grucci, which they're the biggest in the world that does this.
Gosh.
They do the presidential inaugurations, and they do the Olympics. And, so it's going to be a phenomenal day. And, you know, a lot of people come in the early afternoon. They spend the day. Some people come in and out. Some people just come for the entertainment. But, you know, it's a great way to spend time with the family through the 4th.
This is great. You know, Mayor Stephen, I got to tell you, I got to give you a lot of credit for that, because this is a Jersey City's great, overlooking Manhattan, overlooking the Statue of Liberty. And what time is Pitbull going on? Because I'm going to talk to my kids. I may call and ask if I can get in. What time is Pitbull's on? Like, what, 9-ish?
Pitbull will be on around 7:30, 7:38.
Ooh, that's good. That's early enough. This is so – I got to tell you, Stephen, this is awesome. This is a great show. Pitbull and Akon performing for free.
So, Joe, on another front, so how's everything going in the state of New Jersey with you? What are you getting back involved politically here?
Listen, man, I was at an event. I forget where we were, the Rabbinical College in New Jersey with Rabbi Herson, I believe, and you were there. And I gave you a shout-out. Yeah. I said, there's a guy that can be governor if he wants to be, Mayor Stephen Fulop. I don't know what's going on. And Steve Sweeney, we know and love the president of the Senate, Mr. Mayor, and he's going against Governor Murphy. Now they're going after my friend George Norcross, who's done so much for Camden, New Jersey. And then John Brownick's a friend. He may go in. I don't know what's going to happen. But Stephen Fulop, you will not, after you end your term, because your term limited as mayor of Jersey City, are you going to attempt to go down to Trenton perhaps?
So I'm not term limited. That's the good thing about my job. And I love my job. So and when you look at the chaos that's down in Trenton, you would say, who wants that headache today?
I know, man. That's what I was thinking. I'm thinking like that. But I tell you what, it makes radio. You know, we're doing radio now into our sixth year on this radio program, Mr. Mayor. And I'll tell you what, it makes great material. All I got to do is turn it over to Big Al, our Jersey guy, and say, what's happening in New Jersey? And the material writes itself. And we ain't going anywhere. We love it. Yes, sir.
I was going to say, it's crazy now in the sense that you have all Democrats down there, and there's more fighting now than it seems like there was when you had a split government with Christie and Democrats, right? I mean, it's crazy. It's really crazy.
It is crazy, but I tell you, you are doing a great job in Jersey City. This is huge. If you're listening, Pitbull, Akon, performing for free. That's tomorrow. It's free tomorrow with a big, big 4th of July celebration, fireworks and everything in the great city of Jersey City, New Jersey. Hey, Mr. Mayor, hopefully we'll get down there, and we want to wish you all the very best. And you know what, Stephen, thanks for taking the time and joining us on the radio this morning.
Joe, you're the best. Thank you so much. Have a great 4th, okay?
Thank you. Keep up the great work, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, sir. Bye. Mayor Stephen Fulop of Jersey City. That's a great show. Pitbull and Akon performing, and it's for free in Jersey City with fireworks. Forget about it. Hey, Piscopo in the morning. It's 835-877-970-2999. We love Dr. Mark Siegel. He is the Fox News medical correspondent. We got a lot to get into. Me being a hypochondriac really likes when a doc like Mark Siegel comes on. So he will join us momentarily. And again, the Balance of Nature phone line is 877-970-2999. Give us a call anytime. Right now, we're going to jump to Big Al. He has the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
79 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. AAA says New York City will experience traffic delays at least three times greater than normal this 4th of July. The Travel Advisory Group predicts nearly 41.5 million people will hit the roads with today the worst of it for travel delays overall. Motorists also throughout the Northeast could see higher gas prices following last month's explosion and fire at a Philadelphia refinery. Breaking news for Frank Morano. Firefighters are battling a massive fire at a Jim Beam distillery in Kentucky. The fire that started before midnight spread from one warehouse to another at the distillery in Wofford County, about an hour east of Louisville. Local media reports crews have put out the fire in one warehouse. 45,000 barrels of bourbon are in the warehouse that's still burning, and fire officials say firefighters might not get the fire put out until tonight. NYPD will be beefing up security for the 43rd annual Macy's Fireworks Show on the 4th of July. Some of the fireworks will be set off from the Brooklyn Bridge this year. The span will be fully closed starting at 2 that afternoon on Thursday. In addition, the Manhattan Bridge will be closed at times. Police presence will be heavy along the east side. The fireworks show starts around 9:20. It lasts for close to a half an hour, including 70,000 shells and effects. In sports, Michael Conforto's two-run double capped a three-run eighth inning. Mets rallied past the Yankees 4-2 in Queens. J.D. Davis tied the game at 2 for the Mets with an RBI double, and the Yankees had their record home run streak stopped at 31 games. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. You're still moving pretty slowly this morning on the Southern State Parkway westbound, getting right out toward the Meadowbrook. Prepare for delays as well over on the westbound side of the belt. That's going to be stop and go, getting right out toward Kennedy Airport, LIE westbound, stop and go through the BQE. Remember, the funeral for Detective Alvarez will take place at Immaculate Conception Church today in Astoria, beginning at 10. So do watch for some closures over on 29th Street in that area. Let's go over to the FDR Drive South. Heavy through the 60s, cross Bronx West, solid traffic out toward 3rd Avenue. We're seeing delays right now with the inbound GWB of 30 minutes. Lincoln 20, Holland down to 15, 23 north at Newark Pompton Turnpike up in Pompton Plains. Accident with a down pole. 24 west by exit 7 in Summit, a crash over there. New Jersey Turnpike northbound building up by 13A. And traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you as you take your ride to 287 west out by exit 2, an accident in Elmsford. Partly cloudy today, high of 87. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
Once upon a time, many years ago, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. I believe they called it a phone book. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
We've come a long way. Now, there's Salem Surround. We help deliver customers right to your front door with targeted digital marketing. These are the tools of the 21st century smart businesses use to succeed. And our team at Salem Surround can guide you through all the available options with the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof so you can spend time taking care of your customers. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. With Salem Surround, there are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I'm thrilled to be co-hosting the Stand With Israel tour with my friend Dennis Prager. This tour of the Holy Land will bring us face-to-face with one of our country's most important allies and one of the most fascinating spiritual regions on earth. More than a vacation, this bucket list trip will deepen your faith and expand your mind. I personally want to invite you to join me on this journey. Register today, and I'll see you in Israel.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Did you call Balance of Nature yet? Did you call 800-246-8751? When I tell you good health is only a phone call away, 800-246-8751, just like that, you get Balance of Nature. I've been telling you about Balance of Nature. I love Balance of Nature. I am on Balance of Nature. It ain't a vitamin. Please, it's not a vitamin. And Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. Balance of Nature is just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. You know, a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. And I'm chuckling because sometimes at night I come home and it's late. I got in late yesterday again, and I'm trying to scoff down like peppers or something like that, you know, like in a jar. The Italian pepper. I needed some antioxidants in my body. You know what? I put the top on the peppers. I put it back in the refrigerator. And you know what I did? I just took my Balance of Nature. And now until July 4th, you receive a 20% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Also receive an extra $10 off any additional sets of fruits and veggies that you purchase. 800-246-8751 or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code The Answer.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Esto aquí es para las mujeres en la discoteca que están buenísimas, bellísimas.
There you go. Good morning. Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 8:42 right now. What a morning, Mamma Mia. Going into the 4th of July. We love Dr. Mark Siegel because when I read Dr. Mark Siegel's introduction here, Fox News medical correspondent, professor of medicine at NYU Langone and medical director of NYU Radio on SiriusXM, I feel immediately inferior. But Dr. Siegel, welcome back to the show, sir. Happy 4th of July, my friend.
Hey, how are you, Joe? You got some fireworks planned?
We, you know what? We're, there's a variety of things we're going to do, but we're celebrating the greatness of the country. Love, and you know, Doc, you know I saw you with Tucker. It was great. I felt patriotic when I saw the president in North Korea shaking hands of this rogue dictator, you know? And you were great with Tucker. That was a great exchange, you know? And so the health of Kim Jong-un, you know, as proud as we were of the president for at least stepping up there, was he okay? Is he okay? And you hinted to Tucker that maybe he indeed had a problem. Tell us about that, if you would, Dr. Mark.
Joe, we don't know. I mean, we're not there. You know, Tucker's a very sharp observer, and he observed that he was short of breath and that he was having trouble catching his breath and that he was wheezing. And I pointed out a few things that could be relevant. One, he has a very thick neck. Chairman Kim has a very thick neck. He's quite obese, and that could lead to a hypoventilation syndrome from the obesity where you can't get a full breath. You get more hormones produced, and your breathing gets suppressed, and your diaphragms cannot go down as much as you would like, so you can't take a full breath. On top of that, that smoking, and he's a chain smoker, even in your 30s, and that was the point I was making, even in your 30s, that degree of smoking can cause either asthma or emphysema, and it's possible that he has that at this point. So those are huge health issues. On top of that, which I didn't bring up, he's a big, known to be a huge drinker, and he has a big family history of diabetes. So he's got a lot going on there.
Have they called you? Has Kim Jong-un called you? You gave the best diagnosis right now on the air. And with Tucker, I mean, maybe you should reach out to the, the dictator over there. Might help him out a little bit. That's unbelievable.
Hey, Joe, I don't think you reach out to that dictator. If he reaches out to me, I'm calling you for protection.
I know, because I know some Italian guys in Jersey.
I mean,
you're right.
Our president has a lot of courage.
I know. Did you see it? Tucker was hysterical when he showed the security guards. Did you see those security guards? Holy moly. They were serious, those guys, right, over there?
They were trained back in the Cold War era. There's no question about that.
Very good point, Doc. Very, very good point. Hey, Doc, you had a fascinating column in National Review on the subject of health insurance for illegal immigrants. In a nutshell, is it a good idea to provide health insurance for illegal aliens, sir?
Absolutely not, and here's why. There's a big difference between the word insurance and care, and the Democrats often mix that up. They did that back in the Obamacare days when that was being passed. By the way, even under Obamacare, an undocumented or illegal immigrant cannot buy health insurance at the state exchanges. So it's not only now currently, but even previously, even when that law was being passed, that wasn't included. But here's the reason that it doesn't make any sense. I already hinted at one reason, Joe. If we give more people insurance, that actually means decreased access to health care, to doctors like me, to nurses, to hospitals. You know, decreased access to those who already have insurance. Citizens, residents, people that have insurance can't get as much access because we have a doctor shortage, because we have a nursing shortage, because we have a healthcare facility shortage. That's just the first thing. The second point is, and I pointed this out in the column, we already have a safety net. I mean, you know, candidates love to go for the heartstrings, but there's already the federally qualified health centers, clinics throughout the United States that service over 22 million people, whether you have health insurance or not, and there's about 10 million undocumented or illegal immigrants. 22 million are serviced, receive health care every year in these clinics, and these clinics expanded under Obamacare, and these clinics are now taking the Medicaid expansion card, you know, so they're getting more income. But you know what they're short on, Joe? Doctors, nurses.
Wow.
So again,
wow.
If we were to extend our invitation, and emergency rooms must take care of you whether you have health insurance or not. So there is a safety net here to take care of people whether they have insurance or not already, and extending insurance means decreasing access to those who already have insurance.
And you know what? Your good point about doctors, but are doctors overregulated, certainly in states like New York and New Jersey, Dr. Siegel?
Are you kidding me? We feel like robots. We're going around with a computer all the time. We're checking boxes now. We can barely speak to you.
Yeah.
You know?
And so, and God forbid, with the malpractice insurance, it's just some. That's probably why there's a shortage. Yes.
Well, there's a shortage for many reasons. Medical schools are limited how many seats they can have. We're getting more and more nurse practitioners and physician's assistants to fill the void. I used to be more negative about that than I am now. I think the training has improved, and I think they're doing a really good job. But we don't exactly have the structure in place for that, and patients are looking for doctors half the time, and so they don't always get them. We have an enormous doctor shortage, and so we're focused way too much on health coverage and health insurance and not enough on who's giving the health care and what is the quality of the care they're giving.
Yeah, Dr. Mark Siegel with Joe Piscopo. Appreciate your valuable time, Doc. And you know, you had a terrific column in The Hill as well about the effects that smartphones are having on our health. Oh, man, and I use mine all the time. What are smartphones doing to our bodies, Dr. Siegel?
Well, we don't know yet, Joe. The jury is still out on this, but I'll tell you one thing. If you play video games all the time, your wrists are at risk. You can end up with carpal tunnel. And from bending your neck in certain positions, you probably could get text neck, where your neck muscles get stressed and irritated. As to whether you actually grow more bone on the back of your neck as a result of that, you know, that's not proven yet. It's interesting. There was an interesting study in Australia that suggested that more bone is being laid down on the back of the head.
But
that ended up becoming a joke because we don't know if that's a result of cell phones or not. But cell phones can cause blurry vision. They can cause headaches. And the most important thing that they cause a disruption in human relationships. Have you seen anyone sitting next to their friend texting them? What happened to talking or hugging someone? Of course, we're not allowed to hug anybody now, right, Joe? But
I know. I have to say, if I see a gal come, she's a guest on the show. Just yesterday, I did this. May I? Is it okay to go reach in? I'm afraid to do anything now, Doc, for crying out loud, you know? Hey, Doc, before we let you go,
hey,
Dr.
Joe,
Siegel,
I think you can still receive a hug, but I don't think you can give one.
That's okay. Understood and noted, sir. As we talk this morning, what's the bigger threat to public health, measles or these flesh-eating bacteria? What's going on with the flesh-eating bacteria, Dr. Siegel?
Flesh-eating bacteria is rare. You're only going to see that in southern waters. It's rare. We can treat that with antibiotics. You don't want to go into the waters with open cuts. We're seeing it more up in northern climates right now. It's climbing up to Atlantic City and stuff, but it's rare. Measles is an enormous problem because of vaccine noncompliance. So right now, as we speak, summer camps are about to start, and I'm warning people up in northern Westchester and up in Sullivan County and up there in Catskills that there's been a lot of measles in that area, and everybody going up there has to be vaccinated. And the camp directors, to their credit, are insisting on that.
Dr. Mark Siegel, your breadth of knowledge is so formidable, Dr. Mark. We always appreciate it.
So is yours, Joe. It's good to share a joke with you, too, occasionally.
Lord knows, Doc. You got to laugh once in a while. Dr. Mark Siegel, thank you so much. Please come back soon, sir. And happy 4th of July. Yes, sir.
Happy 4th of July to you, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Mark Siegel, right there, Fox News medical correspondent. It's 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:50 on AM 970. The Answer. Debbie's out there working for you, getting you true traffic as good as only Debbie Duhame can. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, that was funny when he said text neck. I can see that happening to people, right? And you're like, what happened?
What
I've been texting all day.
Something more I got to worry about.
Another problem we have to deal with. Good morning, Joe. Let's see what's happening here on 17 West, getting up toward Monroe. It's some ongoing emergency construction. It's going to be out there till about 11 this morning, so it's kind of busy. 287 West exit 2, getting into Elmsford, accident on the ramp. Palisades Parkway slowing down south, exit 10 into New City with a crash off on the shoulder. Now, it looks like 25 in at the GWB, Lincoln 20, Holland 20. Stop and go on 24 West, getting up through Summit by exit 7. Reports of a collision there as well. The New Jersey Turnpike northbound, heavy up by 13A. Now, prepare for some stop-and-go traffic this morning as you head to the FDR Drive South right through the 60s. Now, remember that a funeral mass will be getting underway shortly for Detective Alvarez over at Immaculate Conception Church over in Astoria on 29th Street, beginning at 10. Expect street closures in that area. It's kind of busy, LIE westbound right at the Cross Island, with an accident in the process of being clear. County Road 39 is slowing down after Southampton. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder says Joe Biden is getting a pass.
But I know where his heart is. Joe doesn't feel that way at all.
Hey, I know where his heart is, says Clyburn. And Sharpton says, hey, people sometimes say things that don't really reflect what they are.
may say things that doesn't reflect what he really means.
Well, right.
But he must prove that to people.
With zero tolerance for Trump.
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater and unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Here comes summer. School is out of
Joe Piscopo with the Felsenfels. It's that new band, that hot new
now
band
that's him.
From Liverpool. Is that great? You gotta love it. Hey, what did they do? They broke down the best hot dog places in Jersey. Did you see that out? I gotta look at that.
I, you know what? I haven't seen that article. So.
Yeah, man. You know, Rutt's Hut. Come on, it's got to be Rutt's Hut.
Rutt's Hut is awesome, and there is a great if you love craft beer like I do. There is a great place directly diagonal from Rutt's Hut. It's called Ghost Hawk Brewing. You can go over there, grab yourself a pint, go over to Rutt's Hut, grab yourself a couple of rippers, or even better. Grab yourself a couple of rippers, walk across the street to Ghost Talk, and have yourself a beer. You will not be disappointed.
Look at that, man. Look at that. I don't know. I'm not a hot dog guy. I have the turkey burger, the turkey dogs, and the turkey burger.
See, I mean, first off, look, hot dogs, turkey dogs are bad for you, too.
Come on,
so
come
if you're going to have something bad, why not have the real thing? No, 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 because... You know, listen, I know you don't eat turkey dogs on a regular basis, right? So if you're going to have one hot dog a year, have a real hot dog.
You know, I can't in good conscience do that, but I got to tell you, I have turkey burgers from Applegate. Applegate, I think it's all. It's like the health food place. 3.5 grams of fat. That's nothing for a hot dog.
Yeah.
You could fry that up, and it tastes pretty darn good, I got to tell you.
So hey, did you have a chance to review the list of the best Frankfurter places in Jersey?
I can't find it. It's somewhere. I would say Rutt's Hut, though, in New Jersey, hands down. I don't think you could get better than Rutt's Hut. As a kid, I used to go there. They would put the onions on it. You'll have indigestion for 2 weeks, but it's well worth it.
Another great place in New Jersey is Five Points over in Kenilworth. Well, remember we went to that Italian place after the Trinitas? Directly across the street from that place is another great hot dog place. It's called Five Points. It's awesome.
Maybe. If we can find it, we'll break it down. Great hot dogs. You know, let me go to David 2 seconds. David, we got 2 seconds from San Francisco. We always like to hear from you. But what's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Oh, morning, Joe. I hope the 4th of July doesn't get sold. Apparently, Trump is trying to cash out America. But I'm calling regarding Kaepernick. You know, we're out here in the land of Kaepernick, and we generally support him. But we warned him, don't get tied up with this slave-holding Nike company. They're they're going to try to greenwash you and ruin your reputation. You know, we just hope he... It's funny, you know, you think about this, making shoes like that. Can they just drop on a dime after they manufactured 50,000 shoes? Something's funny about this story.
I know. You're right. Thank you, David. There's liberal San Francisco calling. I don't know what you mean by the president cashing in. I don't understand that. But on the other hand, when you talk about Kaepernick, he's being used by Nike. But he lets himself be used. Kaepernick does. Because why? He's taking the tens of millions of dollars. And then he talks about his argument is flawed about police brutality. It's absolutely flawed when the police are the ones going into the communities that he's talking about. They go in and they put their lives at danger. When there's a 911 call in these stressed areas, who do they call first? They call the police. And for Kaepernick not to stand, not to respect the police is inexcusable. And yes, your point, David, I got to agree with my liberal friend from San Francisco. You know what? Kaepernick is being used by Nike itself. Commissioner Bernard Kerik, I tell you what, he was a key part of Eddie Gallagher's defense team. And Bernie will join us live on Radio Piscopo.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.